Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So we turn to verse 57, Surah Yasin. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون.
For them, for these Ashabul Jannah, there are fruits, and for them there is whatever they ask for. وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدَّعُونَ لَهُمْ فِيهَا For them in Jannah, فَاكِهَا There is fruits, وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدَّعُونَ And for them in Jannah is whatever they ask for. In this verse, you will see Allah Azza wa Jal has used the word يدعون and not يسألون. يسألون means to ask. So in this, Mufassirin have mentioned that what's the hikmah, what could be the possible hikmah? Allah Azza wa Jal is Al-Hakim. Allah Azza wa Jal needs not for us to understand something, for Him to do something. He does as He wills, whether we understand or not. We have to ask Allah Azza wa Jal for understanding, because having something after having asked for it is also a sort of exertion. But yeah, you wish for it and it just comes. Your heart just yearned for it and it comes. Sometimes it's like that. Allah Azza wa Jal shows you. Your heart just asks for something and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants it to you. You know what you say then. You say, hey, I should have asked for Jannah rather. So ask for Jannah. Ask for Jannatul Firdaus. And this is the perks, the benefits, the virtues for those in Jannah. Something the Jannah will be free from exertion. So yadda'un is used. In fact, it will be a place where everything needed will be ready and present for you. Now comes this beautiful portion. Salamun qawlam mir rabbir rahim. Salamun qawlam mir rabbir rahim. Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse, verse number 58, Surah Yasin. The meaning is peace. Salam means peace. قَوْلًا مِنْ رَبِّ الرَّحِيمِ A word from the Sustainer, Most Merciful. A word from the Sustainer, the Most Merciful. If you see, Allah Azza wa Jal, when we're doing our 99 names, if you see, there's one name, As-Salam. He is the giver of peace. He is the giver of peace. And there you are seeing, that is the exact word that Allah Azza wa Jal is going to say to you. See, we feel rejected sometimes. We want to feel embraced. We want to feel acknowledged. But we turn to all the avenues which is not going to grant it to us. You feel isolated. You feel that you are lonely. Isn't that now the perfect opportunity to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal, because that's what He wants from you. That you ask Him. You turn, you go towards Allah Azza wa Jal. He will come running to you. Of course, here running does mercy showering. That's what we mean, figurative meaning. Laysa kamithli shay. There's nothing like Allah Azza wa Jal. We have to clarify this so people don't go into that now. That deviated circle where they tend to think everything is the way. No, kama yaliqu bi sha'nihi, as is according to His grandeur, Allah Azza wa Jal. So salamun, peace will be said to these people, Ashabul Jannah. This will be the ultimate now. And if you see, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Ra'isul Mufassirin, Bahrul Ulum, he says, with regards to this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal Himself, who is As-Salam, will grant peace to the people of paradise. As-Salam, As-Salam, you are searching for peace. Recite the 99 names of Allah Azza wa Jal and focus your attention on As-Salam, As-Salam, As-Salam. Focus on this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you see, you go now to, we're just going to go to another surah. We're going to Suratul Ahzab. So there is chapter 33, and we are going to look at verse number 44, where Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse here, so this is chapter 33, verse number 44, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Tahiyyatuhum yawma yalqawnahu salam.
The greeting, their greeting, the day they will meet Him, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, will be salam. Tahiyyatuhum, their greeting, yawma, on that day, yalqawnahu, they meet him, jalla jalaluhu, is salam. Wa'adda lahum ajran kareema, and he has prepared for them a noble reward. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we part of this and we receive, we listen to this honorable greeting, salam. Allah is pleased with us. It means that the day they would meet Allah azza wa jal, they will be respectfully addressed by him with the word assalamu alaykum. The day of meeting Allah, according to Imam Raghib, would be the doomsday. Some other leading Mufassirin say it would be the day when they enter paradise, Jannah, and they would receive this salam from Allah azza wa jal as well as from the angels. Other scholars also consider it to be the day of death, when they would leave the whole world to be present before Allah azza wa jal. So there's all of this. The word meeting is true in all three cases. Therefore, there can be no objection or contradiction in the traditions, because salam from Allah azza wa jal is sent on all the three conditions, all the three occasions, in fact. And this verse proved that when Muslims meet each other, their greeting should be the greeting that will be said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you see, insan, let's go back to our original dada, and that is Sayyiduna Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Abu al-Bashar, the father of mankind. So there's a narration. The narration is in Tirmidhi. Lamma khalaqallahu Adam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah azza wa jalla had created Sayyiduna Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, wa nafakha fihi ar-ruh, and Allah azza wa jalla put the life and breathed the soul into him, atasa, then Adam alayhi salam had sneezed. Faqal alhamdulillah. And then Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam said, alhamdulillah. He said, alhamdulillah. Fahamidallah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam had praised Allah azza wa jal bi-idhnihi, with Allah azza wa jal's permission. Faqala lahu rabbuhu. Allah azza wa jal then responded to that sneeze and said, yarhamukallah. May Allah have mercy upon you. Then Allah azza wa jal gave the instruction, Ya Adamu, idhab ila ula'ika al-mala'ika ila mala'im minhum julusin, that turn, go towards this group of angels, go to these, to those angels, to that gathering of them sitting there, and say, فَقُلْ أَسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Now say, أَسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam went, and the angels قَالُوا وَعَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ, and the angels then replied with this greeting. So this is, then thumma raja'a ila rabbihi, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam returned to his sustainer, faqal, then Allah azza wa jal told him, inna hadhihi tahiyyatuk wa tahiyyatu banika baynahum. So this is your greeting, and this is the greeting of your children and amongst themselves. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah azza wa jal grant us the tawfiq to an. You see, we consider it small, but the history, this is from narration of Tirmidhi. The verses of the Quran is speaking about this. So the Quran Majid, we must always use the title Quran Majid, Quran Sharif. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me respect for each and every avenue of deen. Just a greeting. No, it's not just a greeting. It's a valuable greeting with so much of history behind it. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.